from the Mercy One studio live from the Iowa State Fair.
Welcome to Straight Talk, a lively discussion on tough issues impacting our lives. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Here's your host, Gene Wells, brought to you by Blackbird Investments.
Welcome, everyone, to Straight Talk. It's your weekly dose of news from the diocese and the world, plus commentary on tough issues impacting our lives. Straight Talk. You've got questions, we've got answers. How appropriate that you can hear the national anthem in the background as they begin the official day of day six of the Iowa State Fair. And we are broadcasting here live from the Iowa Catholic Radio booth, right across from the Ann and Bill Riley stage. I'm Gene Wells, and I count among my many blessings to be broadcasting today outside of the Mercy One studio on Iowa Catholic Radio, and so grateful also to Blackbird Investments for sponsoring Straight Talk. Doing what is challenging, because it is right. That's Blackbird Investments. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird believes in giving buildings a new life. For more information, blackbirdinvest.com. Home of the brave. That's where we are. We live in a country where we can broadcast about our Catholic faith and be boisterous about it and brave about it and courageous about it. We live in that country, and we are so blessed that we had the national anthem behind our opening here today. We're getting acquainted with two of our seminarians today and finding out some of their best practices to use when discerning big decisions in their life and big decisions in ours. My guests today are Reed Flood. He is a seminarian. He'll be in his third year of theology at the Pontifical North American College in Vatican City. We are broadcasting live from Rome. Okay, not. One of these days. And also Max Carson, he will be in Theology 4 at the Pontifical North American College in Vatican City. Both of them will be going back to Rome when?
Me, September 5th.
September 5th and September 7th. It's interesting, when I Googled today's topic, I discovered so many ways to discern. I mean, this is just exciting. So you have to keep track. It's fast here. There's three ways to discern God's voice. This is an absolute. Just three ways. There are seven steps you need to know God's will. There are eight questions you need to ask when discerning God's will. And there are five helpful questions when discerning God's will. Isn't that fascinating? I know. What I found in particularly interesting was that all of the top reasons included God in the process. Now, later on page 4 and 5, there were other ways to discern, business practices and all of that. But when you ask about discerning God's will, I just said, how do you discern major decisions? I didn't put God in my search at all. How do you discern major decisions? And God was included. So, how appropriate. What I found interesting also, when it talks about making a decision about our life's work, it's really daunting for many. Up to 75% of college students change their major before graduating. It is projected that the average college graduate will hold 12 jobs before retiring. And 90% of priests, though, say that they are happy. In one study, happiness is described as a feeling of inner peace, a positive view of celibacy, and a good relationship with God contributes to their happiness. I think if you draw connections to all those, there's something about this discernment. There was a study done at the University of Chicago. It's the National Opinion Research Center. Published a study on its website noting that people who carry out a work of service to others are the happiest, among which the clergy are the happiest and most satisfied of all. Again, this discernment thing could be of importance here. The study shows that that after those who exercise some kind of religious leadership, physical therapists, firefighters, educational administrators, painters, sculptors, and artists, teachers, and authors have the most job satisfaction. Now, the director of the research center said, "We expected the more prestigious jobs to be the ones that would bring the most satisfaction and happiness, but the professions with the highest scores are those that entail care and help for others." Brother Mayo, who participated in the survey, said, "My work allows me to help other people and to see them progress both spiritually and personally." Fully discerning our life's calling will lead to happiness and job satisfaction, and we're going to learn about some ways of discerning with today's guests. Now, that does not mean that you are discerning to go into the priesthood or religious life. It could be discerning whether or not you are going to go on vacation and spend a lot of money. It could be discerning whether you're going to have another child. It could be discerning a lot of different things. But before we get into all of that, let's look at some news. As a follow-up to last week's show on the Amazonia Synod, in an interview with Italian newspaper La Stampa, okay, you Italian guys, did I pronounce it right?
Si, okay.
It was published August 9th. Pope Francis said the possibility of ordaining Veri Probati, again, close?
Yep, there you go.
Okay. Okay. That is the ordination to the priesthood of mature married men is absolutely not among the main topics and is simply a number of the instrumentum laboris. The important things the Pope stated will be the ministries of evangelization and the different ways of evangelizing. We had a great conversation last week with Monsignor Beeson. You can listen to it on our podcast, either on our app or at iowacatholicradio.com. In other news about Catholic schools, which we'll be starting here shortly, yesterday Father Bill Peckman wrote about the value of Catholic schools and identified six characteristics if your school is really Catholic, not just in name only. So, is it a place of prayer? Is it a place of devotion, something other than sports? Is it a place of service? It is a place where virtue is promoted, lived, and expected. Is it tied to the mission of the church? And is it producing vocations? His article went on to say, the single most important aspect of the Catholic school is the parents. Why? Because you can have the best world-class teachers and administrators. You can have completely engaging and orthodox catechesis and academic formation. And you can have statuary that would fill a museum. And you can expose those students to the full breadth of the sacramental and devotional life of the church. But it will be all for naught if the Catholic formation isn't happening in the home as well. So parents, yes, send your kids to Catholic school, but embrace those Catholic teachings in your home as well. Iowa Catholic Radio has some wonderful events coming up. As you know, we are at Iowa State Fair all week this week. And come visit us right next to the Ann and Bill Riley stage. Our 9 and 10 o'clock shows will all be broadcast live right here from the stage, from the fair. And you can pick up your State Fair bingo sheet to win an Iowa Catholic Radio prize pack. I want the prize pack. Actually, I just love bingo. Hey, the Carathon starts August 26th. Iowa Catholic Radio is listener-supported. So would you support Iowa Catholic Radio? Consider a $30 a month gift. Those are so beneficial to us. The 5th annual Men's Stag, sponsored by Light Edge Solutions, is Wednesday night, September 18th at the County Barn in DeSoto from 5 to 9. Always a big crowd. Great fellowship. Steak dinner provided by the Waukee Hy-Vee. You can learn more about tables and registration at iowacatholicradio.com. And, of course, December 7th, Ut Fidem and Iowa Catholic Radio present Extraordinary News with Father John Ricardo and the premiere of The Veil Removed, Saturday, December 7th, 7 p.m. at Iowa Catholic, at the Iowa Events Center and the Grand Ballroom. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. When we come back, we'll be getting acquainted with Reed Flood and Max Carson, both seminarians for the Diocese of Des Moines, both studying in Rome. Not only their stories, but how they discern, and what are some of the practices that we can embrace in our own lives to discern decisions we have to make. It's time for Straight Talk, right now on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Gray's Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of Storm Alert Weather. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store serving the Des Moines community for over 25 years. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures is where you find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. 5701 Hickman Road in Des Moines. 515-255-5230.
When you donate to CTO, you're helping more and more families send their kids to Catholic school. That's great because more and more families qualify for tuition assistance every year. Your generosity makes a huge difference for thousands of families and kids who really need help. Plus, your donation qualifies you for great tax credits. Want to help? Please donate at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this. For the kids and their future.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Well, welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and we are broadcasting live from the Iowa State Fair, right across from the Ann and Bill Riley stage. West of us is the Varied Industries building. You know, I'm directionally challenged when it comes to this fair. Today we are talking with our two of our seminarians, Reed Flood and Max Carson. Both of them are seminarians studying at the Pontifical North American College in Vatican City. They're home for the summer, which is great. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about how they discerned into the priesthood. They're going to tell their vocation stories, but we're also going to talk about how we all discern different things because we can learn from them. You know, they made a big decision early on in their life.
No one's ever said that before.
Wow. But before, I mean, we have really an important topic, though, to get to before we talk about discernment.
Mm, of course.
When was the last time you were at the State Fair, Max?
2 days ago.
Oh. And how often do you come to the State Fair? Every day?
Well, living at St. Joe's, which is right down East 33rd Street, it's a 20-minute walk.
That's where you're doing your summer internship. For lack of a better term.
Yep, with Father Pins.
You walked?
I walk, yeah. It's actually a shorter walk to get here than it is to get from the seminary to my school in Rome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hence why you're in such good physical shape, and you probably work out.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this guy.
As John Leonetti says, start. Start telling me compliments. So, when was the last time you were here, Reed?
Yesterday, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't walk, though, because I'm down in Indianola.
Could have walked.
I'm not in that good of shape.
Yeah. So, What is your favorite food? What is your favorite fair food? And have you eaten it yet?
Such a profound, profound thing to wonder. For me, it's probably the deep-fried Oreos.
Mm. What? Serious,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you do have to walk to Indianola to eat those, that's for sure.
To get rid of them?
Yeah, right.
Deep-fried Oreo, yep. That just has no appeal to me at all. Max, what's
Gosh, you know, it has a great appeal to me.
Have you discerned this?
I have discerned this.
Have you discerned deep-fried Oreos? Thoroughly.
God spoke to me.
God spoke to you about deep-fried Oreos.
He came to me with the flaming fire of chariots. chariots of flaming fire, however that goes. Yeah. Anyway, so fried Oreos.
Okay.
Awesome. But when you get a pork tenderloin as big as your face, that just doesn't happen every day.
You know,
you can't really make that at home.
I was walking down between all the food vendors.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I gained 10 pounds. Just
by looking at
just
it.
Just smelling them. But I didn't see any sign that says tenderloin as big as your face.
Yeah, it's a secret. You got to go up there, commit, buy it, and then you're surprised by how big it is. Yep.
Well, and actually, my favorite fair food is the taffy.
The Ooh. Taffy?
The homemade,
Classic.
The taffy that is made here, that you see it spinning, you know. And when they put it all in a single serving bag. Okay, it's a pound, but it's a
single serving.
Yeah.
That's what it says on the nutrition facts.
That's right. Yeah, I told my daughter if I bought a bag of taffy, I'd have to take it to her house, and she could deliver one piece per day. So by the time we get to the bottom of the sack, it would be hard as a rock.
It's an ordeal. Yes.
So what's your favorite thing to do at the fair? Have you seen Have you seen the big boar?
Because it's from
Indianola,
Brutus.
You know.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I saw the big boar.
And they belong to St. Thomas.
They do. That's right. Yeah. Well, represent St. Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
So Father Chris should come up and bless the boar.
Oh, you know, they have blessing of livestock. That's
there
the
you
common
go.
Thing.
That's
yeah.
in there.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I, you know, ever since being back in Iowa, it's been 3 years since I've been to the Iowa State Fair.
Wow.
Given a study abroad semester.
You should go to
this.
Confession for that.
I was at confession yesterday here, Jane.
Okay.
Good little plug. Yeah, yeah, we have confession here at the Iowa Catholic Radio booth, so you come check it out.
Yeah.
So aside from the Iowa Catholic Radio booth.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the number one place to see.
Right.
The thing is, people, okay, this is a secret. If you go to confession here, it's probably a priest you don't know, so bring the good sins.
Yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah. Whatever it takes to get you here, it will be worth your while.
I mean, you could get those absolved, and and you'll never see that priest again.
Never.
Unless it's your pastor. And then,
And you know, priests do pray prayers to forget what they hear.
Thank goodness.
So, I hope that's a word of comfort.
You know, it's interesting, because in my job, both here at Iowa Catholic Radio and the Catholic Tuition Organization, I know them all.
Yeah.
I know all the priests. So, I can't go to one that I don't know. And I can't have a conversation with someone that I don't give eye contact to, so I have to go face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, my first sin is always a sin of pride because I think they're going to think poorly of me.
Mm-hmm.
Really? No.
They don't.
They don't.
They know they're sinners, too.
Yeah.
Yep,
we are, too.
So,
we too.
There we go.
Join the club.
Hey, let's get into our topic. So, Reed, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Tell me your vocation story. So I want to go through a couple of questions very specifically first.
Yeah.
Before we talk about your vocation story. And one is, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
Man, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a WWE wrestler. But that once I actually began wrestling in high school, I saw it was very different. And I thought that was out of the question.
Okay.
But as life went on, I really kind of bounced around, you know, and what college questions struggle with, like, what do I study? I was already going through that through high school. It's like, oh my gosh, what do I commit myself to? So I thought about engineering.
Okay.
I took that for 2 years in high school. I wanted to be an arbitrator, right? So some law, right? So get in there, some law practices, resolve conflicts.
Okay.
But when I enrolled to my university, I was enrolled at the University of St. Thomas. I was a business communications major. So
similar.
Yeah. All three of those, or all four of those.
All four of those.
There's something intertwined. But, I mean, I was wrestling with that. It's like, what do I pursue?
Wrestling. So let's see. If we can tie all those together, wrestling, you need to take down sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Engineering, you need to build them up.
Yeah.
And communications, preaching.
Yeah.
And business, if you aren't taking business, you've got a parish to run.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
There you go.
Yeah, I wasn't intending on using wrestling as an analogy, but that's what it means to be a believer in God. Is Israel literally means he who wrestles with God. And with this discernment, we are called to, in a sense, like it's not just a blind submission of faith, okay? We have to, it's in our name to wrestle with these issues with God, primarily in prayer.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I already know what Max wanted to be when he grew up.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be a rock star.
And he was a rock star.
Yep. He was, is, and always will be a rock star.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. So, when you were a little kid, what did you want to be?
So, very little kid, I wanted to be an astronaut.
Of course.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
And then, getting farther along, I realized, man, that's a lot of math. Math and I never got along.
So, what could I do that doesn't require math? Oh, I'll be a priest.
There you go. Not much math going on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, when I was 8th grade going into my freshman year of high school, I was involved in a lot of things. I wanted to do many things. I was wrestling, Boy Scouts, taking piano, guitar lessons, football, baseball, all of that. But then...
Oh, and then school.
And then school. And all that, yeah.
In that order?
Yeah, really. In that order. Seriously. I did not like school. But after my freshman year of football, when my coach, and I'm glad he was this honest with me, he's like, Max, well, you'll play next year maybe if you grow. And I was like, well, that's not going to happen. Yeah.
So, not even the punter?
Not now. Couldn't even kick a ball too far. So,
oh, my goodness.
After that, I started... you know, trying to make decisions. I was like, well, the thing I like to do the most out of all the things I do is play guitar. You know, so I'm just going to focus on that and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I quit everything else and just focused on guitar. Got into a band with my best friends. It was a lot of fun. But I realized, kind of getting into that discernment mode, I was chasing those things that made me happy. And what I mean by happy is different than the happiness we spoke about.
Right, that contentment of heart, and yeah.
Yeah, it was those external things that I would go after and engage with that would make me happy on the
surface. I'm happy to be at the state fair.
Yeah, of course, I'm happy to be at the state fair too.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
Yeah.
It's these external things that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was chasing with the band. And just friendships and all of that. But... I realized after a while, after joining Legion of Our Lady at Dowling Catholic with Reed and a number of other mm-hmm. seminarians that we have here, that another kind of happiness was available to me, what I like to call joy. There's a difference between joy mm-hmm. and happiness here.
Absolutely.
And that joy being that inner happiness, that inner peace that doesn't come from anything outside, but only God filling that hole where... I was trying to fill with the band and other mm-hmm. things at the time. So
well, and you know, you mentioned the Legion of Our Lady that you yep. were both a part of. Yeah. When we in the opening segment, when we were talking about the news and the report from Father Beckman that said, you know, is your school Catholic mm-hmm. or Catholic name only? It said, are there opportunities for prayer? Is it generating vocations? So both of you were from Dowling. Both of you were in an organization that proposed prayer and virtue, and you're both in seminary. So everybody that's in Legion of Our Lady will be a priest. Yes!
Yep. Oh. Well, some of them are married now.
Yeah, some of them are married.
But they were discerning. They were discerning.
Exactly. Exactly.
I am such an advocate that everyone needs to intentionally discern.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't... there was a young boy when he was in middle school, and I said, you know, Joey, you seem so... prayerful, have you thought about being a priest? And, you know, you're just planting the seed. And he's like, I said, you should pray about it. And he's like, but if I pray about it, doesn't that mean that'll happen?
Mm.
And it was like, oh, no, it means that you're open to what God's calling you to do. You know, he may call you to be a priest, but he may call you to be married. Mm-hmm. You're just being open. He was like, oh, okay. You know, but I think there are adults that think that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I discern and pray about this, then that means I'm going to be a priest, or I'm going to be a sister, or I'm going to be religious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought in high school.
Yeah. I don't want to pray about this.
Yeah, I don't want to pray because then it will happen. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So when did you first have that inkling, Reed, that maybe this call is different? I mean, you're registered for college.
I was, I was. I had my dorm picked out. I had my roommate picked out. And the way I like to look
what
at
what was her name?
I was single at the time. I was single at the time. But, yeah, no, St. Thomas, I was excited to go there. I was planning on dating when I was going to go there. It was basically like all avenues were open. It's like, okay, Lord, I'm excited to just grow and learn and become just the best version of myself at this university. And I like to think of my discernment not so much as a lightning bolt moment, but as I love this idea of flourishing, right? So we have all these seeds planted in our hearts, you know, throughout our life, and they can like sprout and kind of blossom and grow. And for me, I think the moment where I had the first sprout sort of kind of peek out of the soil.
It's when I mentioned to you, you should be a priest.
Yes. That was, to get with Gene Wells. Yeah. It was, well, it was with somebody telling me, it was a priest hero of mine. So, you know, Father Zach, we all know Father Zach Kautsky, but he said, he texted me out of the blue one day, and this was summer before college. He said, "Reed, I think you would make a great priest." Yeah. Out of the blue. And I kind of shocked me at first, and then I thought to this, well, I know that, you know, all my humility, right, gosh. Yeah. But, you know, that, I mean, that's what it took, because then, once that was exposed, once that was in the light, so to speak, they could receive, like, the sun, you know, like, it could receive Jesus Christ, he could get to that, speak to that, just the water of the Holy Spirit, you know, began to pour upon that, and in time, particularly through visiting adoration, where it's Jesus Christ is present there in the Eucharist, that's where that began to grow and to foster and develop. And I always wanted to do something great, no matter what it was. I mean, I figured, oh, I'll start a service club at St. Thomas.
That's right.
That's great.
I'll do that, yeah.
And I was going to college. Like, praise God, that's a great thing to do. But there was always something more. And I remember the definitive moment that I joined. I was writing a letter to my best friend going to West Point Military Academy. And I said, man, you're going to be fighting the war, training, preparing, battling, and I'm going to be preparing for that spiritual war as I join seminary this fall. And I got it, signed it, and I mailed it, and I was like, oh, man, now I got to go do this. But you know, that's what it took. That's what it took. And I joined seminary not knowing if I was called to be a priest, but I went there praying that I would know what I would grow into. Seminary literally means seed, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, it comes from the same Latin root. What I'm going to grow into. Seminary is just a greenhouse.
So, yeah, so it's not so much, oh, I'm going to be a priest, I'm going to go and be trained to be a priest, that I will be a priest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, what's God calling me? And let me do that in that environment.
Yeah. And in fact, the greatest leaders who have helped me at high school were men who went to seminary and determined they were called to be married men. You know, just because God's speaking to them. So it is a great witness either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to ask that same question to Max. When did you have the first e-clead? Was it second grade, at first communion time, confirmation, or when you're dating somebody saying, oh, I think I'm called to the priesthood? All that and more here on Iowa Catholic Radio. You're listening to Gene Wells. This is Straight Talk.
CTO provides tuition assistance for Catholic school students. This coming year, many more families will qualify for aid, particularly middle-income families who now need extra support to cover the rising costs of Catholic education, which means we need your help more than ever for our kids, for families, and to empower some of the best schools in Iowa. Want to help? Please donate online at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes At Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for keep the faith, strives to develop Dallin Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, using science to improve the world.
Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients used by the feed and food industries and the health, nutrition, and beauty markets.
Kemin's vision is to improve the quality of life by touching half the people of the world every day with their products and services.
Kemin, using science to improve the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Programming support for Catholic Women Now is provided by Iowa's injury attorney, Fred Haas. For over 30 years, Fred Haas has helped injured Iowans recover financial, physical, and emotional losses from car, truck, and motorcycle accidents, work-related injuries, and injuries due to negligence. Most importantly, providing the professional, personal, and responsive legal counsel that everyone deserves. Fred, double D, Haas, double A, the Des Moines Law Offices of Fred Haas. While we have time, let us do good.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and we are broadcasting live from the State Fair. My guests are eating corn dogs with ketchup and mustard dripping on their clerics.
And they're fried.
Yeah, fried. Okay.
I bless here.
Me, Father, for I have sinned.
Not yet, but...
Yeah. And we're drinking water.
Yeah.
Real exciting.
You know, when you're on radio, you can really describe things in a way that is not true.
Is believable.
No, my guests today are Max Carson and Reed Flood. Both of them are seminarians at the Pontifical North American College in Vatican City. They are home for the summer, headed back in September. Mm-hmm. And so we're finding out about their vocation story, and also interwoven in their comments are ways that they are discerning. And you mentioned Eucharistic Adoration. I love Eucharistic Adoration, whether it is the Blessed Sacrament exposed or in front of the tabernacle. I just discovered, I'm a new member at St. Teresa's, and if you've noticed, at St. Teresa's, the tabernacle is in a cut-out area, and there's a chapel for two,
yeah,
behind the tabernacle, so the tabernacle on the backside is exposed. Mm-hmm. And the kneelers are very comfortable. They are the best kneelers in the Diocese of Des Moines.
That's a good
sell. Oh, wow.
That's right. They are fabulous. And but, yeah, it's just a little chapel for two. And what an opportunity for great prayer. Now that I've told everybody, it won't be just a little, my own little huge there. So my guests are these two seminarians, and we were talking about their discernment process. You know, we've talked about what you want to be when you're a kid, an astronaut, an engineer, you know, all of those things. But when was the moment that you realized, Max, that, you know, you wanted to be a priest? I mean, did it bubble up for years and come to fruition, or was it a smack in the face?
You know, for me, it was kind of a smack in the face. But then looking back, I can see all of the little breadcrumbs God had left to me be able to look back and say, oh, okay, oh, I see what was going on.
Yeah.
But the first time I said I was going to be a priest was 17 years old. And before that, I had not thought about it mm-hmm. whatsoever. And so what happened was I went on a college visit to UNI. And at that time, I was...
Which is the hotbed of vocations.
The hotbed of vocations, apparently.
That's
what they're calling it. No longer University of Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
Hotbed of vocations. Yeah, it was there where... So I went to go look at the classical and jazz guitar programs mm-hmm. there. And I already had some scholarships to Drake and Simpson, so I was pretty set on music and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went there, for no reason, I didn't go to Mass that Saturday. I didn't go to confession. I didn't experience anything Catholic mm-hmm. on that Saturday. But that night, all I could do was think about the priesthood. All I could do was think about the priesthood.
So what do you credit that to other than the Holy Spirit? I mean, was there something?
So, yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay.
So on Monday...
Inquiring minds want to know.
So on Monday, when I went back to school, back to Dowling, I went straight to Father Kautsky's office. And I said, hey, look, all I could do was think about the priesthood during this weekend, and I don't know why. He was like, oh, interesting. And I'm like, why do you say it like you know something?
Interesting.
Yeah. And he's like, well, that Friday, the day before I went to UNI, he's like, I saw you and your friends in the front row of the Dowling football game, all painted up, acting like animals.
With no shirt.
No shirt. Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, paying numbers of my best friend on the football team then. And he said, you know what I said to God when I saw you doing that? I said, okay, God, if this kid is supposed to be a priest, bother the heck out of his conscience this weekend.
Oh,
Padre putting a curse on me.
You got me.
I don't think that's a curse.
Not a curse, but a blessing. But a blessing.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I remember telling him in his office after that conversation, I was like, well, I better tell my bandmates that I'm going to be a priest. And I felt peace in my heart. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is going on?
Well, continue on with your vocation story then. What happened? I mean, I'm sure your friends were like, Max, we have been thinking this about you for 4 years. Finally, we feel like, you know, we are blessed.
Yeah, it was definitely not like that.
Okay.
So all the guys in the band, my best friends at the time, pretty disappointed. One of them told me, he said, this is what happens when you follow religion, Max. You disappoint people.
Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
One of my best friend at the
what
time.
What did you say to that? I mean, because...
I don't remember what I said. I just remember being shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like my three supports, like my three best friends, all reacted negatively to this. And I went straight to adoration after school. Because I felt like I lost my best friends.
Those of us that aren't going into vocations but we're really engaged in church, feel that from family in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
most
yeah.
of our friends are all equally engaged.
Yeah.
You know, but our family are kind of like, you are so weird.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, okay, I'm weird and proud of it. It's on my resume.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You don't really know what to say to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know what to say to that. Yeah, another one of my friends, when I told him, he actually smacked me in the face. which I was like, oh, okay. You know, being in a punk band at the time, that just made me want to rebel more against that and go into the priest even more. So God was using
that's what we want.
Rebellious, like, nature. But so, and it's amazing how much the reasons why I want to be a priest have changed
mm-hmm.
since then. Now, I see the priesthood as... this is the way God is calling me to love him and to love his people, how to grow into that. And it's just like, yeah, marriage is so beautiful. And I see that as the greatest thing that I'm giving up, not the band anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, the priesthood, it's another vocation. It's not another profession.
Right.
We have to make that distinction there.
Mm-hmm.
I would not give up a wife and kids for a profession. But my dad actually asked me when I told my parents... My mom said, you're the last one out of my three boys who I thought would do this.
Oh, so there's hope for two more boys?
There's hope for two more boys to come to the priesthood. Yep. None of them are married yet.
Well, interestingly, I remember you telling another group that you were engaged in high school.
Well,
what?
So I asked my girlfriend to marry me at the time. There was no ring because I worked at Hy-Vee at the time. Did not have the money for that.
You could do a twist tie from the
Something. Yeah. But yeah, I remember asking her, I was like, yeah, will you marry me? And she started crying, saying yes and all that. We were 16, we know what we were doing. I was like, okay.
Also, they were really mature.
Real mature.
Yeah.
So I was like, promise.
Pinky promise.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll call Monsignor Chido and we'll get some marriage planning set up. I don't think I've ever told him that. Monsignor Chido, if this is your first time hearing this, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, right. As a young person, you think everybody thinks they're called to marriage. I mean, because that's what everybody does.
Which, naturally, yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
But God can call us to that supernatural calling.
Well, and talk a little bit. You mentioned adoration. So let's talk a little bit about the other discernment processes. Because now you have to tell your girlfriend. You told your parents. You know, she probably cried again when you told her.
Well, we were already broken up at the time,
okay.
So didn't have to fight that battle.
Yeah. But, you know, then what else did you do to say, Lord, really, you want me to go to priesthood? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not just go to priesthood, it's going to 8 years of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a surprise
really?
To me.
And you love school.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
I've grown to love it.
Yeah.
By now.
So
yeah.
What were your discernment processes during that?
You know, I remember in prayer, God saying to me, you know, when you reach the pearly gates, I'm going to ask you these two questions. How have you loved me? And how have you loved my people?
And aren't those the new commandments?
Amen. Jesus, he said it.
Yeah.
You know, he said it. And I was like, yeah, he's not going to ask me. Oh, there's some friends, the Beacoms. That's great. Oh, what a great
surprise.
We're
at the State Fair.
State
of course,
fair.
Friends are going to walk by.
Friends are going to walk by. Hey, guys. But yeah, I realized God is not going to ask me how many albums did I record, how many people showed up to my shows. He's going to ask me how did I love God and love other people. And in that, I wanted to be a priest. Because
mm-hmm.
It was different of like asking myself the question, what am I going to do to make myself happy?
Mm-hmm.
But what am I going to do to love other people? What am I going to do to be at the service of other people?
Okay,
different questions.
We have to stop a minute because God told you this. Mm-hmm. So that meant you were listening mm-hmm. in prayer. Mm-hmm. How do you listen without being interrupted?
Gosh, you know, it's hard and it
No, let me interrupt you
okay.
again. Now, how do you do that? Because, you know, I'm like an interaction in adoration. Okay, Lord, you know, Jesus, I'm listening. Remember to get milk and eggs.
Yep.
And, oh, you need litter. You know, it's like, how do you turn that off?
Yeah. So I'll talk about some spiritual things and some practical things that work in that. And
okay.
Then you cut me off when you need
okay.
to.
Okay. Well, you can go for a minute before we go to break.
Great. So, one, ask for the grace of prayer. It's always an initiative by God. Always an initiative by God. And he will give you that grace. You got to make sure you're properly disposed. Go to confession. Regular confession. Okay?
So regular is like once a year?
Regular as in 2 or 3 times a month.
What?
Whoa.
I thought once a month was good.
Once a month is good.
Okay.
Once a month is good. Yep. Sorry. That was usually what I do. Anyway. But yeah, so those are some spiritual things. Practical things. I keep a little notebook with me, and I write down those things that I feel like I'm being distracted about, like the grocery list.
Mm-hmm.
Or and then also I write the things down where it's like I can see these desires coming up in my heart. These certain images and prayer come up in my heart, so writing those down. And then also, okay, God speaks the language of peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
He does not speak the language of anxiety and fear. Though that's the language of the devil. God speaks joy and peace to those who are constantly pursuing him.
Sounds like a good breaking point. Let's
that's
take
awesome.
A quick break. You're listening to Straight Talk here in Iowa Catholic Radio with my guests, Reed Flood and Max Carson. When we come back, we're going to ask Reed about his vocation story, see what he had going on. You're listening to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Why give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? To help families who want to send their kids to our Catholic schools and just can't afford it. Some donors like to give part or all of their required minimum distribution from their retirement account.
The 65% Iowa tax credit you receive are a tax benefit you just don't want to pass up. Ask your tax advisor or contact us online, ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Partial support for Catholic Women Now comes from injury attorney Fred Haas. When Iowans have been injured through no fault of their own in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, harmed in a work-related injury, or suffered injury due to negligence of others, Fred Haas has been on their side to help recover from financial, physical, and emotional loss. Fred, double D, Haas, double A. Online at fredhaas.com. The Des Moines Law Offices of Fred Haas. While we have time, let us do good.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited-release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Welcome back to Straight Talk here in Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and we are sitting here live at the Iowa State Fair, right across from the Ann and Bill Riley stage, and just west-east. Which direction are we from the Varied Industries building?
East
of the Varied Industries building.
West side of the Right.
You will become directionally challenged when you come to the State Fair, but just smell and you will find the food vendors, and we are not too far from it.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you of a gentleman that walked by earlier carrying, what, 6 cinnamon rolls?
Whoa.
And I'm like, of my favorite foods, cinnamon rolls would be one of them. But as you guys know, I've been dieting, right? So it's like I can only smell and gain 10 pounds. And I'm like, oh, you know, so I over-exaggerated.
Yeah,
he hands one off to Mike Downer, and he ate it.
In front of me.
Wow. Rolling his eyes.
Yes. Rolling. It's like, it was hot in front. He's licking it and tearing off chunks of it. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Get behind me, Satan.
That's right. Get behind me, Satan.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. Get me behind me, Satan. He has no remorse. Oh, this is not going to bode well for you, my friend.
I
yeah.
Let's go get some mac and cheese and brisket.
Oh, oh man. State Fair, you got to come out, folks. Stop by the Iowa Catholic Radio Fair. Play that Iowa State Fair, the bingo game, and be in the running for a gift basket. Offer your prayers. We will pray for you. Our spiritual director, advisor, Father Andrew Winchettle, will offer prayers for all, a mass for all of those prayer intentions. You can go to confession, all sorts of good things. The deacon is in. If you want to have a holy medal blessed, if you need someone to pray with you, the deacons are here to pray with you during the state fair. You can go to confession. It's a wonderful day. Wonderful day in the neighborhood.
Wonderful day in the neighborhood, Mr. Rogers.
So, Reed, your vocation story.
Yes.
5 minutes or less, go. Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, just essentially, once God had just kind of stepped into my life, and when I wrote that letter to my buddy, I wrote a letter to my buddy, basically putting it
admitting.
Down. Admitting I will join seminary.
Had you even... told your folks you were maybe thinking about it, or anybody?
No. And
no
to be
one?
Honest, so here's the thing.
You didn't know you were thinking about it.
Right. So when you join seminary, at least this was my experience, I really wanted to keep it a secret and surprise people. So I joined with my two really good friends, and the same grade as me at Dowling. I knew them, and the plan was to surprise them the day of move-in.
So who was this? Who were you with?
So this was Ben Baker and Joshua Vidane. Great high school classmates, great men, great discernment too on their part. They're both married, actually, now, live up in Minnesota, praise God.
Surprise!
Yeah, and the funny thing about that is that statistically, actually, I think only one-third of men who join seminary actually go on to become priests. And
which is not a bad thing.
No,
it's
no,
not like
absolutely,
oh
yeah, and yeah, yeah. That's a stigma. You got to get rid of that. No,
welcome.
It's you got to follow God's will. But the thing was is that when I joined, I thought, these guys are really wanting to be priests. I'm just trying to figure out what's God's will for me. So my odds statistically are pretty good here. And now, I'm going on to my seventh year of seminary. Thanks be to God. Praise God. So. God does have that funny way of working a little bit.
Yeah.
And God does have a sense of humor.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, Isaac, he who laughs.
Yeah.
But I joined seminary not knowing anything about it. I had lots of questions. I was like, what are these guys going to be like? Are they going to just
What's
be,
the Liturgy of the Hours?
What is that? Yeah. What's this 4-volume encyclopedia that I need to pray every single day? But actually, the Liturgy of the Hours, that's been a real source of life. Max is not on his head right now. That is, that's really rich. It's good oil.
Well, and you talk about discernment and being in prayer. The Liturgy of the Hours is not just for seminarians or priests.
No.
Or any religious. I mean, you can pray. I pray parts of it.
Yeah.
I don't pray all of the multiple times during the day.
Yeah.
But I pray, various parts of it through the day. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and and prayer is essential. And when I made this decision, I was in seminary, and this was a very important time for me because right when you join, it's there's a lot, right when you commit to following God's will, whatever that is, because we're all called to follow God in some mm-hmm. way, that is when the static is turned. That's when distractions come in. That's when the devil is at work because he doesn't want you on there.
Which is true for all of us.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I as a 50,
30-year-old.
62-year-old.
22.
I'm still, 21. I don't like these guys anymore. They're laughing that I said I was in my 50s. Oh, no. I still love you. That we are all still called to follow God's will. And so, we can expect distractions and not thinking that that's what we're called to do.
And that's where discernment comes in. Literally, discernere from the Latin, I was looking this up, it means to see or to separate more specifically. And how fitting is it that when we discern, we're trying to separate what's God's will
mm-hmm.
and what's my will. What's God's voice? What's the tempter's voice? Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
The cinnamon rolls are not for me.
Not even necessarily, yes, it can be Satan's voice, but it could be my voice. Because I think that's the hardest part, is that it's I'm discerning two things.
Yeah.
One is good and one is better.
And that's that is I think, the essence of discernment, is that we're not discerning most of the time between a good thing and a bad thing, as long as we're applying ourselves in the Christian life. We're discerning between what's good and what's the good that God wants in my life.
Yeah, it's not like I should go to the bank and get a loan or go to the bank and rob it.
Right.
No, that's not what we're discerning.
And if you read Ignatius of Loyola, he talks about that, how we move in this life, we grow to avoid these really profound, strong distractions to want to follow his will sincerely. Mm-hmm. So essentially, for me, that was, what do I want? But more importantly, what does God want for me? Because ultimately, that's what I want anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember right when I joined, there was a girl that just kind of popped up in my life, and I was like, oh man, like, God, is this from you? Is this a sign? Is this a, like, are the heavens coming down?
I'm in seminary, and
yeah.
Whoa!
Is this my Isaac? You know, is this, like, did I have to make this step in order to sacrifice this to God so I could, you know, just end up in this relationship? Mm-hmm. But through discernment, through prayer, and through trial and tribulation, it was really, okay, wow, like, the wrestling, it was, wow, God, you know what? You want me in seminary. So I gave up what I thought would be a beautiful relationship. And you know what? You know what?
For a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
For an even more beautiful relationship. Uh-huh. I've experienced more beauty, more just like pure, pious, loving intimacy with God in the seminary. Mm-hmm. Like just pursuing his will than otherwise. So thanks be to God.
So, how do we do that?
Yes.
I mean, again, we're tempted by a good. How do we take the time? What's the prayer? I want the formula. You know what? How do you say? Oh, this beautiful woman that is kind and loving and caring isn't where God is calling me. Mm. How do you do that?
Yeah, we said prayer. Absolutely, that's essential. And not just like, oh yeah, like I pray Hail Mary every now and then. No, like sitting in silence. Silence, like that's the language of God, right? That's what Cardinal Seurat says. So finding silence with the Lord, listening to those movements of the heart. And Max, you could even, you know, like spiritual direction, right?
We haven't even talked about spiritual direction.
Spiritual direction is huge.
Which, you know, this isn't therapy.
No.
Spiritual direction is not therapy. No. And sometimes it can feel like it because you're challenged in things, and so you need someone to guide you, but mm-hmm. it's guiding you in the spiritual life, not in your emotional life.
Yeah. And you know, as human beings, we're integral. Our emotions, our spiritual life, the way we physically feel, it all comes together. And, I mean, yeah, spiritual direction is one of those places where God's voice becomes a bit more clear.
Mm-hmm. We go for another hour. We could just sit here with the headphones on and
shot rolls.
But Jimmy's giving us the high sign to wrap it up. Yeah, oh, man. I want to thank my guests for being here with me today, Reed Flood and Max Carson. Keep them both in your prayers. Max, you're going into your final year of theology, and you've been petitioned, is that it, to be a deacon? And you've accepted, or you've got to write a letter?
Oh, so I already wrote the letter, and Bishop sent me a letter back saying I am approved.
Yay, so when are you going to be deaconized?
October 3rd, I'll be deaconized.
Okay, that's not the right term. You've got a year to wait.
I do, yeah.
Okay, well,
so pray for me.
We will pray for both of you.
We will pray for all
of our seminarians. And today we ask Saint, who is my saint today? Oh, yes, Saint Charles Borromeo. He is the patron saint of seminarians, mm-hmm. to pray for all of our seminarians and all those who are called who have not yet responded, that our hearts may be open to hear God's word. Mm-hmm. Iowa Catholic Radio, Straight Talk, is live on the air every day at 10 a.m., every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Iowa Catholic Radio, God bless.
Straight Talk, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio with Gene Wells. Brought to you by Blackbird Investments.